So imagine applying for a job, getting hired by your local council, and then having the national government step in and declare your contract legally void.
Wow, just totally void.
Yeah, void, just because you didn't have the exact right degree. Welcome to today's deep dive. Today we are looking at South Africa's Local Government Municipal Systems Amendment Act of 2011.
Quite a mouthful of a title.
It really is. But our mission today is to figure out how a government actually uses hard legislation to force competence, untangle local administration from political favoritism, and mandate good governance.
Right, because it's a direct, I mean, it's a structural intervention aimed right at the foundation of how municipalities operate.
Exactly.
The law basically recognizes that if the machinery of local government is broken, nothing else works.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because when you read through this act, I mean, it reads way less like a standard political policy and more like a strict corporate code of conduct.
Yeah, absolute zero tolerance.
Right. But with the massive stakes of running entire cities in public services, and, since setting administrative rules is completely useless without the right people actually executing them, the act first attacks the root of local governance. Like, who is actually allowed to be in charge?
Exactly. And it goes straight for the municipal managers, the people running the day-to-day operations. The act explicitly mandates that these managers must possess very specific prescribed skills and qualifications.
Which sounds obvious,
It
but
wasn't always happening. And if a municipal council appoints someone who doesn't meet those strict criteria, that appointment and any contract attached to it is immediately considered null and void.
wow. So the law basically pretends it never even happened.
Yep, just wiped out. And what's fascinating here is how it treats the politics. It strictly bars municipal managers from holding political office in any political party, not permanently, not temporarily, not even in an acting capacity.
Okay, I have to push back on that a little bit, though. I mean,
Yeah.
isn't local government inherently political by nature?
Oh, absolutely. So how do you effectively wall off a municipal manager from the very political council that, just appointed them?
Well, that is exactly why this law caused such an uproar when it came out. The council is highly political, sure, but this act effectively treats basic service delivery like fixing potholes or, managing budgets as a strict operational science.
Right, something that must be legally insulated from political favors.
Exactly. By legally stripping the manager of any formal role within a party hierarchy, the law removes their incentive to prioritize party loyalty over municipal efficiency. They answer to the job description now, not the party boss.
Okay, but putting up that kind of wall between politics and operations, I feel like that only works if the people inside act in good faith.
Yeah, that is the catch.
So what happens when a manager decides to just ignore those rules and hire their friends anyway?
Well, the act aggressively targets that revolving door of corrupt officials. If a staff member is dismissed for financial misconduct, fraud, or corruption, they face a strict, mandatory 10-year ban from being reemployed in any municipality whatsoever. Here's where it gets really interesting. That 10-year ban, it acts as the ultimate professional timeout for stealing from the public purse.
Yeah, a whole decade where you just can't work in local government.
But the law goes even further to stop the creation of ghost jobs. Those phantom positions created just to funnel salary money to a friend. The law states nobody can be hired unless the post officially exists in the municipality's staff establishment.
Right, which is basically the legally binding official org chart. If a job isn't on that chart, it simply doesn't exist.
It's like changing the locks on the building to keep politicians out of operations.
Yeah, and then ensuring anyone caught giving away spare keys pays for the new locks out of their own bank account.
Exactly. Because if an official knowingly hires someone for a non-existent post, that official can be held personally liable for the wasted municipal funds.
You have to pay it back out of their own pocket.
Handing out a fake job to your buddy suddenly becomes a massive personal financial risk.
It totally shifts the entire calculus of governance. It makes operating outside the rules personally expensive.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Well, even if you never step foot in a South African municipal building, you've likely dealt with office politics or witnessed someone unqualified get promoted over a better candidate.
Oh, we have all been there.
Right. This document is essentially a universal case study in trying to write rules strict enough to force efficiency and override human bias.
Which leaves us with a critical question to explore, really. The law can clearly mandate a 10-year ban for corruption, and it can enforce personal financial liability. But can legislation alone actually change the underlying culture of an institution, or does it just force bad actors to find cleverer loopholes?